Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Long-term seed money. That seems like an apt description for a recent State Ag Development Board decision to make available $250,000 for the Louisville Agribusiness Loan Program. Teresa Zawaki, Food Policy Advisor for Louisville Metro Government.
It gives us a really great opportunity to leverage our HUD dollars, our Community Development Block Grant dollars, to put up with the Ag Finance Corporation's $250,000 to create a really unique loan program that'll target not only business development in the Portland area, but just as importantly, will have direct farm impact. One of the requirements of the loan will be that a major ingredient is sourced from Kentucky farmers. So we should and we hope to see pretty significant direct farm impact as a result.
As mentioned, they'll be partnering with the Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation. She says Louisville's been doing targeted small business loans for about 30 years. In the last 10, they've been growing their farm-to-table program, connecting restaurants and food distributors with sources of regionally grown commodities.
That's absolutely right. The Louisville farm-to-table program is one of several strategies that Mayor Fisher is employing to try to increase the amount of Kentucky-raised food or local-raised food that makes it into Louisville's $3 billion a year annual food economy.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
A strong local food system can help people and communities become healthier. In Kentucky, we have a long-standing tradition of producing and consuming foods with local flavor. You can help support our traditional agricultural economy by looking for ways to fit Kentucky-grown foods into your diet. Eating local is also good for the environment. Kentucky-grown foods, good for your health and the Commonwealth.
For more information, contact your local UK College of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service.
We're back today highlighting another Farm City connection, this one Louisville's targeted loan program designed to revitalize specific areas of the city and give interested food processing entrepreneurs a leg up.
The loan program will target people who are interested in processing food, adding value to it in some way, so taking a tomato and turning it into tomato sauce or taking ice cream and making gelato, who are also interested in locating in a particular geographic area of Louisville, a portion of the Portland neighborhood that's been identified through another one of our metro departments, the Department of Community Services and Revitalization, as a neighborhood revitalization strategy area.
Louisville Metro Food Policy Advisor Teresa Zawaki feels fairly good about their prospects, indicating they're hopeful to surface at least 3 new food processors to the area, maybe more. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.